You're listening to Rhema for Today.
And suddenly the Spirit of God inspired me to say, because see, Rita, this man can't walk under his own power. The Spirit of God inspired me to say, and I pointed to him and said, arise and walk, my brother, in the name of Jesus. He got off, walked off as good as you and I could. Now, on that, 5 years later, he's in one of my meetings, and then he was 70-some-odd years of age. And I had him to come to the platform to testify, and after he testified, instead of going down the steps, he jumped off of a high platform in an auditorium and ran down the aisle. 5 years later, still here. I could produce 5 people healed of the same thing. I thought, dear Lord, if I had those millions, think about how I could get over to people. Amen. We could get over to folks where they could get. They don't know these people are not permanently healed, and they need to experiment some more. But thank God for the healing power of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I remember a lady there in Dallas that I ministered to. Now, the doctors there told her, you know, about this, and she said, well, of course, she and her husband were people of some means. And she could go to some specialist. They said, well, there is a doctor with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, that's all he does anymore, just this particular. He specializes. And so she phoned there to see if she could get in. And they said, well, no, we've got a waiting list of... it'd be 6 months before we could ever even consider taking you. Well, now she was at the place she couldn't feed herself. You see, she'd start to her mouth with a fork and maybe throw the stuff across her shoulder, you see. So what they say to you is that you're going to go, you know, if you can get around, you're going to a wheelchair, and you're going from a wheelchair to the bed, you're going from the bed to your grave. And so she just went on up there anyway and rented an apartment, stayed close by and signed up with them and said, you know, if somebody fails to show up, could you call me? Well, they had several more waiting that way, but eventually, within 30 days, they got to her. Now, just before she went, I had laid hands upon her, and the power of God come on, and she fell on the floor under the power of God. Some symptoms still persisted. But she's got her medical records from Dallas. And so when she went to the specialist and they ran all the tests on her, the specialist called her in and he said, well, you're the first person that I've ever seen that has had this disease and is cured. You no longer have it. The power of God had driven it out of her body. The woman's still alive. She's in our camp meeting here last year. Glory to God. And that was 6 or 7 years ago when she is healed. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, conducting a meeting. Well, actually, speaking of Full Gospel Business, been in and after Full Gospel Business Men's Convention, I was teaching. I had a series of teaching sessions there. But actually, this happened one afternoon during Full Gospel Business Men's meeting. I was teaching on the subject of faith, and I saw them bring a fellow in. Now, the man just absolutely could not walk by himself. And there was a fellow trying to help him, but his legs wouldn't work right, you know, and finally some of the ushers, they just got a hold of the fella, and because the room where we were jam-packed, and they just picked him up and carried him down to the front and set him over to one side. Actually, he was to my left. Well, I recognized the man because I had some years before, see, this was over in the 60s. Actually, it was January of 1965. And in November of 1953, when I first preached in Phoenix, I had prayed with him, laid hands upon him, and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He built the first shopping center that was ever built in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, he had this physical. I thought, you know, that maybe, but the thought crossed my mind, maybe he's been in an automobile accident, you know, and all bunged up and just can't, you know, his body won't work right, you know, bruised and so on. I didn't really know because I hadn't seen. I learned later because he said to me that he went to the doctors there in Phoenix. Then they sent him over to Los Angeles, and the doctors there in Los Angeles said he had this myasthenia gravis. They said, well, you'll just go, you know, to the wheelchair and from the wheelchair to the bed and from the bed to the grave. And he said, well, is anything, you know, is anybody, you know, asbestos? This man was a man of some means. He had sold that shopping center for several million. And so they said, well, this doctor, you know, with the Mayo Clinic, he's the leading world-renowned specialist. He doesn't do anything else except treat those kind of cases. And so this man, he is a man of means, he just chartered him a jet. Just chartered the thing and had himself flown up there. And eventually got in, he told me personally, they told him the same thing. The doctors there told him, said, we can't do a thing in the world. It's too far advanced. And it's just, in fact, there's no cure for it anyway. But sometimes they can, by certain medication and so on, maybe slow down the process. And he said to him, really, you ought to be in a wheelchair right now. And you'll go from the wheelchair to the bed, and you'll go from the bed to your grave. So he came back home. About that time, I came along with these meetings for God Benjamin Convention. He got them to bring him out there, you see. Well, now, I'm just preaching away, teaching the Word of God. And suddenly the Spirit of God inspired me to say, because see, Rita, this man can't walk under his own power. The Spirit of God inspired me to say, and I pointed to him and said, arise and walk, my brother, in the name of Jesus. He got off, walked off as good as you and I could. Now, on that, 5 years later, he's in one of my meetings, and then he was 70-some-odd years of age. And I had him to come to the platform to testify, and after he testified, instead of going down the steps, he jumped off of a high platform in an auditorium and ran down the aisle 5 years later, still here. I could produce 5 people healed of the same thing. I thought, dear Lord, if I had those millions, think about how I could get over to people. Amen. We could get over to folks where they could get, they don't know these people are not permanently healed. And they need to experiment some more. But thank God for the healing power of God. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God sent His Son into this world as a revelation of His will. And He called His Son His Word. Now the writer of Hebrews said, Hebrews, the very first chapter. Notice the first and second verses. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Jesus is God speaking to us. If you want to hear God, hear Jesus. One day Jesus approached a lonely leper who cried out, according to Matthew 8:3, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And that man was healed. Hallelujah. Jesus is God speaking to us. And He said, I will. I will. Praise God. That man was healed. Now, so many have not been taught that it's possible for us today to be healed through the Word by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, they're not attending to His words along this line. They're not inclining their ears to His sayings along this line. But you see, go back and read that scripture again. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them. And health to all their flesh. If His words were life and health then, His words are life and health now. Now, isn't it strange that people would believe that by acting on the Word of God, you could receive eternal life? That spiritual life is available, but not health? And yet God said in His Word, my words, they are life. Life. Unto those that find them, and they, my words, are health. Oh, hallelujah. To all their flesh. The margin says they're medicine. Best medicine I know of. Hallelujah. Medicine to all their flesh. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Their life. Their life. Unto those that find them, their health to all their flesh. I first read those portions of Scripture, that portion of Scripture on the bed of sickness. Nearly half a century ago. Well, I didn't understand it, but I believed it. Thank God you don't have to understand it. Just believe it. And thank God my flesh became healthy. Praise God forevermore. I was and am healed. Hallelujah. Now, if we follow the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, He is bound to lead us in line with the Word. If we start following the Word, because you see, the Word of God is Spirit anointed and Spirit guided, it will lead us in the same direction. For the Spirit, the Bible tells us, and the Word agree. Hallelujah. My son, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Notice what it said, keep them. What? My words? In the midst of thine heart. I can remember, I knew in my heart that I was healed before my body ever knew it or responded to it. I knew it right in here. You know, everything you get from God, you really receive in your spirit first, and then it shows up on the outside. That is, if you walk in the light of it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's Slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.